Welcome to our deep dive into the world of AI. Today, we're going to be looking back at January 29th, 2025. It was a day, well, let's just say it was a very eventful day in AI news. It's like we opened a time capsule from the future, and we're sifting through a whole stack of articles and reports, and kind of like a daily chronicle of all things AI.
Yeah.
Our goal today is to uncover the biggest breakthroughs and figure out what they all mean, you know, for the future.
Yeah, what's really interesting about this particular day is the sheer variety of developments. I mean, we're seeing legal battles, government initiatives, self-improving AI, open source platforms, you name it. It really captures just how fast this field is moving.
Exactly. So by the end of this deep dive, you'll not only be caught up on all the headlines, but you'll also have a much better grasp of where AI is headed and what it all means for us. Okay, so let's dive right in. Our first story takes us right into the heart of the AI industry, with a clash between two giants, OpenAI and DeepSeek. OpenAI, they're accusing DeepSeek of basically using their technology without permission to train their own AI models.
Right. So OpenAI is claiming that DeepSeek used this technique called distillation. It essentially allows a smaller AI model to learn from a larger one without needing all those massive data sets the original one was trained on. They're basically saying DeepSeek used this to make a rival to their own language model.
That's interesting because, you know, OpenAI themselves, they're known for using a ton of public data to train their own models. So it's a little ironic that they're coming down on DeepSeek for doing something similar.
Yeah, I mean, this case could really set a precedent for how AI innovation works from now on. It raises all these questions about intellectual property and the balance between, you know, open collaboration versus protecting proprietary tech.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, are we headed for more walled gardens controlled by a few big companies? Or will the industry move towards something more open and collaborative?
It's a big question. This legal battle will definitely have huge implications for AI development and competition going forward.
It's definitely a fascinating legal drama to watch unfold. We'll be keeping an eye on it for sure. But for now, let's shift gears a bit and look at how AI is making its way into government. OpenAI has launched ChatGPT-Gov, which is a special version of their AI assistant designed just for government agencies.
Right. It's got enhanced security features, complies with all those government regulations, and it can even be fine-tuned for specific tasks within different government departments.
And get this, it's already being used by over 90,000 users across 3,500 government agencies. We're talking about organizations like the Air Force Research Laboratory and Los Alamos National Laboratory. It just goes to show that AI is not some far-off concept anymore. It's already being integrated into some of the most powerful institutions in the world.
It really raises the stakes, doesn't it? I mean, how will this impact decision-making? What about transparency and accountability? And how can we make sure AI is used ethically and responsibly in these contexts? These are crucial questions, as AI plays a bigger role in the public sector.
Absolutely crucial. But while governments are busy implementing AI, the technology itself is taking a giant leap forward. Remember DeepSeek's R1 model? Well, it just got a major speed boost. And here's the kicker. It wrote the code for the upgrade itself.
It's pretty remarkable. It's a real achievement in self-improving AI. So the R1 model was able to analyze its own performance, figure out what could be better, and then it actually generated the code to implement those improvements and basically doubled its processing speed.
So AI is building AI now. It's both exciting and kind of unnerving, don't you think? This kind of self-improvement could lead to AI development just exploding in speed.
Yeah. The implications are huge. It raises questions about how far AI can go, you know, and the possibility of it evolving beyond our control.
Right. Like, how do we make sure these self-improving systems still align with human values and goals? It's uncharted territory for sure.
Definitely. We need to be very careful here.
Absolutely. But while some companies are pushing the boundaries of AI's capabilities, others are focused on making this tech more accessible to everyone. And that's where Block comes in. You know, the company behind Square and Cash App, they've just launched a brand new open source AI platform called Goose.
Right. Goose is an AI agent platform. It lets developers create autonomous agents that can handle all sorts of complex tasks. Think about automating code migration, managing software dependencies, even generating tests, all done by AI agents you can customize.
And the key here is it's open source. Block is essentially giving everyone the tools to build and use these sophisticated AI agents.
Yeah.
Kind of like they did with financial tech through Square and Cash App. If Goose takes off the way those did, it could be a game changer. in terms of who has access to and can benefit from this advanced AI.
Yeah, it could be a big step towards a more democratic and decentralized AI ecosystem, giving individuals and smaller organizations the power to use AI in ways they never could before. It's definitely something to watch.
For sure. However, there are always two sides to every coin. Open sourcing something this powerful also raises concerns about misuse, right? It'll be interesting to see how Block addresses these concerns and what safeguards they put in place to prevent unintended consequences.
Definitely.
Speaking of unintended consequences, we're seeing more and more concerns about the ethics and safety of advanced AI. I mean, there was that senior OpenAI researcher who resigned. He was warning about the dangers of going after artificial general intelligence, AGI. You know, AI that could do anything a human can. And then there was the U.S. Navy. They decided to ban DeepSeek's AI because of security risks.
Yeah, these events highlight the growing unease about how AI could be misused and the urgent need for ethical considerations to be front and center in AI development.
Absolutely.
Data privacy, foreign influence, unintended consequences. These are all very real concerns that need careful consideration.
It's like we're at a crossroads, trying to balance the incredible potential of AI with the very real risks. Everything's happening so fast.
It is. It's more important than ever to have these open and honest conversations about AI to educate ourselves and really participate in shaping its future. The choices we make today will have consequences for a long time.
Well said. Speaking of access to AI, OpenAI is doing something interesting. They're releasing a smaller version of their latest language model called O3 Mini to free users of ChatGPT, while paid subscribers get higher usage limits.
This is a big step towards making these powerful tools available to more people, regardless of budget. It could unlock a whole wave of creativity and innovation.
Imagine students, entrepreneurs, artists. Anyone with internet access could have access to cutting-edge AI.
Right. But it also raises those questions about misuse again. Could this lead to more misinformation, bias, even malicious use? It's complicated.
It really is. Every step forward seems to come with its own challenge. And speaking of challenges, DeepSeek, the company OpenAI is suing. Well, they're saying they're under attack. They're reporting a wave of cyber attacks. Yeah. And they believe it's because of their growing success in AI.
It highlights the fact that AI isn't just a tech race. It's becoming geopolitical, too. As it gets more powerful, it's attracting attention from all kinds of actors, including some with bad intentions.
It's a reminder that AI development is happening in a very complex world.
Exactly. And this also shows how important cybersecurity is in the age of AI. I mean, as these systems become more integrated into everything, protecting them from attack is crucial.
We're seeing some pretty innovative security approaches, too, like those AI tar pits designed to trap those malicious bots.
It's a constant back and forth. As the tech advances, so do the threats.
Exactly. And just when you think things can't get any more complex, Hugging Face, the platform known for sharing AI models, announces their plan to reverse engineer DeepSeek's R1 model.
Now that's ambitious. If they succeed, it could unlock the secrets of one of the most advanced AI models out there.
Think about it. We could get a much deeper understanding of how AI reasoning actually works.
Right. It could lead to major breakthroughs.
But there are concerns too, right? If the inner workings of these models become public, wouldn't that make them more vulnerable to being exploited?
It's a double-edged sword.
For sure. Okay, let's change gears a bit and talk about AI in the workplace. Figure AI, the company developing those humanoid robots, has just revealed a plan to improve the safety of their robots in work environments.
They're focusing on new safety protocols, redesigning the robots to minimize risks, and making sure they can operate safely alongside human workers.
Which is good because these robots are getting super sophisticated. They can walk, talk, do complex tasks. It's really blurring the line between science fiction and reality.
It raises some big questions about the future of work, doesn't it? How will these robots change jobs? Will they create new opportunities or replace human workers?
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
And this is just a glimpse into one single day in the world of AI back in January 2025.
It really shows how widespread AI is becoming and all the ways it's impacting our lives, from the tech we use to the jobs we do, even the geopolitical landscape.
And we're just getting started. In part two of our deep dive, we'll continue exploring this remarkable day and go even deeper into how AI is affecting our world. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our deep dive into January 29th, 2025. It was a day that really felt like, you know, a turning point for AI. In part one, we saw how fast AI is developing, all those legal battles, governments getting on board, and even AI systems designing themselves.
That's a lot to take in.
It is, but we're going to break it all down.
Yeah, in this part, we're going to shift gears a bit. We're going to look at how this wave of AI is impacting other areas of our lives.
Right, because it's easy to focus on the big stuff,
mm-hmm.
like self-driving cars and super intelligent robots.
Right.
But AI is also changing things behind the scenes, like healthcare, finance, education, even art.
Exactly. It's changing how we work, learn, even how we create.
It really
is. As AI becomes more a part of our everyday lives, we have to think about what that means for us.
Right, the good and the bad.
Exactly, the benefits and the risks.
And one of the big things that keeps coming up is how AI is going to affect jobs. We talked about this a bit in part one with Figure AI and their robots, but it's something we need to explore more.
Yeah, as AI gets more advanced, it can start to automate tasks that humans used to do.
Right. We're already seeing it in factories, transportation, customer service.
Yeah.
AI systems are handling those repetitive tasks, analyzing data, talking to customers.
And that's only going to increase as AI technology keeps getting better.
So what does this mean for the average worker? Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
I think that's a question a lot of people are worried about, and it's understandable. But AI isn't just about taking jobs away. It can also create new ones.
No, it's not just robots versus humans.
Right. It's more complex than that. As AI handles the routine stuff, it frees up humans to focus on things that require creativity, strategy, and personal interaction.
So it's more about adapting and learning new skills.
Exactly. We need to invest in education and training so people have the skills to thrive in this new world.
So it's partnership, not a competition.
Exactly. Humans bring creativity, critical thinking, empathy, and adaptability. AI brings speed, accuracy, and the ability to handle huge amounts of data. Together, we can achieve things that neither could do alone.
That's a much more optimistic way to look at it.
It is. And that leads us to one of the most exciting things about AI. Its potential to solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Oh yeah, that's important. With all the talk about risks, we can forget about the good that AI can do.
We're talking about climate change, disease, poverty, inequality. AI can help us analyze data, find patterns, and come up with solutions that humans might never find on their own.
Like in medicine, AI is helping develop new drugs, diagnose diseases earlier, personalize treatments.
And with climate change, AI is helping optimize energy grids, track deforestation, and make renewable energy more efficient.
It's amazing to see how AI is being used to tackle these huge challenges.
The possibilities are vast, but to really make the most of it, we need to make sure AI is developed and used ethically and responsibly.
That's a key point, ethics in AI.
Mm.
It's not just about the tech, right? We have to think about the values we're putting into these systems.
Absolutely. We need to be asking questions about bias in algorithms, how AI affects privacy, and how it could be misused.
Those aren't easy questions, but they're important.
They are. And it's not just up to the experts to figure this out. It's a conversation everyone needs to be a part of because AI is going to affect all of us.
That's so true.
It's about taking responsibility and shaping the future we want.
Well said.
And this brings us to another important point, the tension between open and closed systems in AI.
Right. We saw that with OpenAI and DeepSeek. OpenAI was accusing DeepSeek of basically stealing their tech.
It raises questions about who controls access to AI, who benefits from it, and who makes the rules.
Yeah, it's like that debate we've seen with other technologies like the internet.
Right. Do we want a more centralized and controlled approach or a more decentralized open approach? There are good arguments on both sides.
And the outcome will have a huge impact on how AI develops.
Will AI be dominated by a few big companies? Or will it be more democratic, where individuals and smaller organizations can use it for their own purposes?
A lot to consider.
Definitely.
Now, let's talk about some of the more unexpected ways AI is popping up in our lives. Remember those Garmin smartwatches that went haywire, the blue triangle of death?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was LinkedIn having to delete all those fake profiles created by AI.
Right. Those things show how AI is impacting us in ways we might not even realize. It's not always the big, splashy headlines.
It's a good reminder that AI isn't some abstract idea anymore. It's part of our daily lives, whether we realize it or not.
From the algorithms that personalize our social media to the voice assistants we talk to, AI is everywhere.
And it's only going to become more integrated into our lives.
We'll see AI managing our homes, planning our commutes, personalizing our entertainment, even helping us stay healthy.
It's both exciting and a little scary.
It can be. But it's also a chance for us to shape the future. We need to be informed, engaged, and ask those tough questions about what role we want AI to play in our lives.
That's a great point. We need to be proactive, not just react to whatever happens.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here, to give you the knowledge and different perspectives to make informed decisions.
Well said. So that wraps up part two of our deep dive into January 29th, 2025. We've looked at the impact of AI on the workforce, the potential to solve global problems, the ethics involved, and the debate between open and closed systems.
In part three, we'll put it all together. We'll look at what it all means for you and for the future we're building. Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into January 29th, 2025. Phew, it's been quite the journey.
It has a lot to unpack.
Yeah, from legal battles to government agencies adopting AI, even AI building itself.
We saw how AI could be used to tackle those big problems, but also the ethical questions.
And that whole debate about open versus closed systems, who controls AI and who benefits.
Right, so much to consider.
So in this last part, let's take a step back. What does it all mean? What are the big takeaways from this day in AI history?
Well, one of the most striking things is how fast everything's moving, the speed of development.
It's almost like the future's happening right now.
It is, and it can feel overwhelming with all this new information coming at us all the time.
That's why it's so important to really understand AI, to be critical about it.
You don't need to be a programmer or anything, but you do need to be aware of what's going on.
And knowledge is power, right?
Exactly. The more we understand, the better we can navigate this rapidly changing world.
And it's not just about understanding the technology.
Right. It's also about having open and honest conversations about what AI means for society.
We can't just leave it to the experts.
Exactly. It's a conversation everyone needs to be a part of because AI is going to affect all of us in one way or another.
We need to talk about the ethical side of things, how AI impacts our lives, the future we're building.
It's about asking those tough questions like, how do we make sure AI is used for good?
Yeah, how do we prevent harm? How do we make sure everyone benefits? Not just a few.
Those are big questions.
They are, but the first step is just talking about it, right?
Right. Talk to your friends, family, colleagues, read articles, listen to podcasts like this one, get involved.
Because AI isn't some predetermined future.
It's something we're creating right now with every choice we make.
And that brings us back to January 29th, 2025.
Just one day, but so much happened.
Makes you think, what did the rest of that year hold? And the years after that?
The pace of development is only going to get faster from here.
So here's something to think about. What role do you want to play in all of this?
Well, will you just watch it happen? Or will you be a part of shaping the future of AI?
It's a choice we all have to make.
And the future really does depend on it.
This has been the Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of AI.
We hope you learned something new about the world of artificial intelligence.
And we encourage you to keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep thinking about the future.
Until next time.